Hello, I'm Stacia Sanders. Bear with me, this is harder than the singing part for me. I don't know how many of you know that we are homeschoolers, but that came about kind of accidentally, and that's kind of how we happened into the Seaview community as well. I had a really distinct idea of what motherhood would be like before kids, and I was a really much better mother before I had children than after I had children. I insisted on birthing classes because, you know, the 80s birthing methods were kind of scary sounding, and I didn't want to do all that. I read all the books so I would know the best and the healthiest ways to do things, and I learned that even before I had a single child, people were judging all of my choices, from what kind of birth to sleeping arrangements to breastfeeding to where you go to church. So when I had a baby, I read books to try and help him sleep, because he didn't do that. And people told me to let him cry. Other people told me to co-sleep. And when I had a toddler, I read books that determined, because I wanted to know about child development, and I wanted to toss all the 80s methods of child rearing out the window, because I didn't feel like they did a very good job with me. I started baby wearing when I had my third child because I had three kids under the age of four, and I was told that I was spoiling him and he would never learn to walk. Have you guys met Reese? He's walking and turning flips and hanging from the balcony. So the framing of motherhood as a success or a failure while you're doing it is kind of hurtful. I don't have a finished product to display because none of us are ever finished. And I'm just kind of a mom with a kid or three, and we're trying to figure each other out. And coming here has let me do that with spirituality as well. When you're raising kids in a faith tradition that you didn't grow up in, and you're basically building your own theology like we do here, it's kind of tough to figure out where to start with your own kids. So mommy believes this, and some other people believe this, and we go to a church where all those people come into one building. So what's right? You can't read a book and figure out what the best method is, or one person will tell you, this is right, and this is so not right. But now where you use. So what do we do with that? When we come here, my kids get to enjoy this community where everybody is hopefully listening to each other and figuring out which direction they want to aim their family. So when we come here, you are our community and you are my kids' teachers along with me. And they're learning in their classes and they learn when they come into service what a UU looks like. So I really want to thank all of you for being part of our community because we feel supported here and we feel loved and we feel like we're making good decisions for our family. Whatever faith tradition my children end up going with, they know that they'll be welcome here. So thank you.
Thank you, Stacia. From Michelle Obama. It's about leaving something better for our kids. That's how we've always moved this country forward, by all of us coming together on behalf of our children. Folks who volunteer to teach, to coach that team, to teach that Sunday school class, because they know, and we know, it takes a village.